Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Aha! It's time for two of your favorite things, the 80s and a game show. We put together an 80s trivia game show just for you. Play along and test your neon knowledge. But wait, there's more. We've added an It's My Life and Wow segment too. And now, Shelly, Lisa, and Daryl.
It's Wednesday. It's that time again. Welcome to another show, Good Witch, Bad Witch. Thank you all for coming and listening to our show. We are your hosts, the Good Witch, Shelly Majors.
Heidely ho.
Then we also have the Man Witch, who is Daryl Brown.
Man Witch over here.
Yeah, yeah.
He turned into an old Jewish man.
Hey.
He's Morty with two M's.
Morty's house is here.
And I'm your bad witch, Lisa Brown. Today, we are going to do some 80s stuff. The 1980s, the years that were.
Yes, from ago.
Do you remember where you were back in the 80s?
How old were you guys in the 80s? What were you doing? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Did you think it was crazy? We have trivia all about it. But before we go into our meat, which is the musical entertainment and treats, and this time and musical entertainment and trivia.
Ooh. She just took meat and spun it on its head.
It was a spin-off.
She's cooking her meat on a different heat.
Yes, I am. But before we get to the meat, we have It's My Life.
It's my life. It's now or never.
It's my life, guys.
It's my life.
It's actually our lives.
It's our life.
It's our lives.
It's my life.
We're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on since the last time we talked about what's going on. And we are going to start with...
I'll do it.
Shelly!
So, for any of those of you that watched 40-Year-Old Virgin... I'm not. But I'm 54. But as it turns out, one of the parts that kind of shows his character is a little lame is the day that they're like, oh, Seth Rogen asked him, so how was your weekend? What'd you do? And he's like, well, I woke up and I decided I was going to make an egg salad sandwich. And he goes through this 20-minute thing of going to the store, getting all the stuff for the sandwich. It turns out he doesn't have mayonnaise. That's his weekend. It's the whole deal.
Wow.
Well, I started my day making pumpkin bread with dark chocolate chips. And I was doing a little work from home and took a nice little shower, scrubby-dubbied my hair. So I'm clean. The house smells like pumpkins. It was really great. There's not a funny story. The end result was pumpkin bread. So I shared some with you guys and shared some with Mary. And then Mary and I went to, so she continued her subscription to the Arvada Center for,
And who's Mary?
Mary Blair is my mom's best friend.
Okay.
And she continued her subscription for the plays and then is taking me instead of my mom. And it's really nice. And it's lovely to get to spend time with her and get to go see the Arvada Center plays. So today, it's a Wednesday matinee every time. And today it was a Lady Day at the Emerson Bar and Grill. And it was about Billie Holiday. So if you saw, what is it?
I almost Lady said, Sings the Blues.
Thank you. I almost said Lady is a Tramp. But no, it's not right. She isn't. And she wasn't. But it's very tragic, huge bummer, depressing with a capital D. But what's so cool about it is basically the whole setup is in this Philadelphia bar and grill. And she's at the end of her life / career. And she is kind of a fading goddess, sort of, so to speak. And there's this small jazz band accompanying her with a pianist and a stand-up bass player and drummer. But yeah, it's so sad because all these shitty things happened to her. But the thing that was beautiful about it, which you would appreciate as a performer, not only was the singing awesome, but she starts out a little drunk because her life is scary and sad and awful. But then she's drinking throughout the whole thing and then starting to get all maudlin and crying and whatever. And then takes a little something to pick her up, which we don't know what it is. And the performance, as far as usually it's really hard to do a good drunk. Mm-hmm. And especially with a drunk with a talent, and then to pretend you're not talented when you are really talented. It was spellbinding.
Was it a musical?
Kind of. I mean, she's singing her songs. She's singing the standards, but she's also, she's singing in the nightclub the whole time, mm-hmm. and then telling her life story as she gets drunker and drunker. And then she throws in a song when she can stand up. And the whole thing that was kind of hard to watch was she was so good. And there's a little stage and then a little fake crowd in front of her that is our real crowd. Uh-huh. You keep thinking that she's going to fall. Oh. Yeah.
So those people are like,
Exactly. Exactly. And then there's a wonderful trust fall in it. But do you guys want to see it? I'm not really sure. You have to be in the right mood. The music is wonderful. It's very tragic. Not a laugh riot. What with the working in the whorehouse and all the other things. And the heroin.
No.
Not as funny as you'd think.
No.
But a lovely time with Mary, as always. We go to George's beforehand and have some chili rellenos. It's awesome. Yeah,
was the lead actor as good looking as Billy Dee?
She was a beautiful woman. Yeah.
Oh, Billy Dee Williams was the guy that played her boyfriend.
Oh, there was no boyfriend in it. She talked about the boyfriend.
It was a one woman show.
Yes.
Oh, that would be kind of interesting to see.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, because you know the movie. She's Billy Dee Williams is her.
He is. He's the leading man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Clear up to the Star Wars stuff.
Battlestar Galactica?
No, he did Star Wars.
Was he Boba Fett?
No, he was.
He was Orlando Carissian.
Nope.
He was Obi-Wan.
He was the instead of Obi-Wan Kenobi, Solo, right?
I think so.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah, he was at the cabaret
Lando
place.
Lando Calrissian.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah. With all the crazy characters.
Yep.
That's how they played.
Yep, crazy yep. character.
So that's my life. I went to a play today and I made pumpkin bread.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yep.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Well, I talked a little bit, but not much. But so ever since we bought this house, and yesterday was our 5-year anniversary of the first day we ever stayed in the house.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. We didn't stay. We had our first meal here.
Yeah, I think we went back to the other house.
And I go, why were we eating in the dark when? Because I had
didn't pictures. Have electricity yet.
I think we were kind of afraid to let people know that we were here yet. You know, So we wanted it to look like nobody had moved in yet or something. You know, I'm like, I don't know. We don't know that
we're moving into candlelight dinner.
This is the funny thing. We're moving out into the suburbs into a nice area. We lived in the damn trailer park.
We were more comfortable moving out here. In the trailer park.
Yeah, I'm like, the doors were unlocked at the trailer park, but gosh, what are we gonna? We have to lock everything. No, but so one of the traditions we started making when we first moved here was with my sister and her kids doing pumpkin night, pumpkin carving, and we did it. I mean, every year up until last year, and last year was kind of a weird situation. There was people we kind of weren't getting along with, and this and that. So we didn't get it done last year. So we did it finally again this year, and we had just as much fun as we always do. And my niece brought her boyfriend, and he was having the best time.
Yeah.
I mean, and he drew this tarantula, because mm-hmm. they have tarantulas, and he's into tarantulas. And so he drew this beautiful, beautiful blue tarantula. But he goes, did you see the eyes? And he nailed, it was so funny. He nailed, like, little tarantula eyes to a T, perfect. He goes, you know, I almost wish I wouldn't have wasted this beautiful drawing on a pumpkin. I wish I'd have just done it in my sketchbook. And I was like, oh, my God. So I was telling him, I go, well, maybe if you thinly slice it, you can dry it.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just redraw it.
Yeah.
But no, but it was so fun. And you know, Dev and Cruz, they're just, you know, talk about, we were talking in the last show about good manners, this and that. These kids are some of the best kids you'll ever meet. Just, you know, since day one, they've taken us in. They call us auntie or uncle and auntie and this and that. Just, they're just so much fun. So it was nice to have that tradition back and get to just, you know, be a kid again and relax and paint pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fun.
Yeah. I got nothing. I mean, I don't know why. I just haven't really done anything interesting. I'm really sorry. It's
I've been doing some beautiful Halloween nails.
I was going to say you've been kicking ass at nails, but
thank you.
I think she's at the point where she's pooped, folks.
I'm pooped
from so much nail stuff.
I've been working a lot at work. Oh yeah, I've been really busy at work, I should say, which is a good problem to have. And so I'm really, really grateful and happy for that. But it'll be insane until after the first of the year, which again, it's nice to have that income. I have the hiccups too, by the way. It's nice to have that income, and I'm happy, and things are great. So I'm just really, really, really super tired. So yeah, I haven't done anything fun, but hopefully we will. I'd actually really like to go to the zoo on a nice day.
Sure. And we're going to go see Wicked soon.
We're going to
Wicked's coming up.
We're still looking for dogs. I think that, you know, like I said last week, that Daryl's on board. But I think that Daryl being on board is just telling me no until the exact perfect one comes along. So he's like, I'm on board. No. But I really do believe, again,
It's going to happen, folks. And, you know, like I said, it's got to be like this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we have the oh, my God factor. Yeah. But, oh, my God, I'm glad it didn't happen because that dog was a full-fledged sized...
It was a sheepdog.
Sheepdog.
It was like a standard.
Yeah, beautiful. But it was fun looking up. I couldn't imagine having that dog on the couch as a lap dog, you know? So.
Well, and it was so funny because Daryl goes, does this dog shed? And I go, no, I don't think so. And then I was like, oh, God, yeah, it does. Because it was a sheepdog. It wasn't a sheepadoodle.
Oh.
It was a full sheepdog.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff. So I was like, oh, shit. And I was like... You know, we would have gotten it and be like, oh, I thought it didn't shed. Oops, sorry.
Well, but the funny thing is...
You just changed the color of your furniture.
Yeah.
For having such a small dog, for Fiona being so small, that girl, I swear, when I vacuum, I get a full canister of just her hair.
Well, I always joke around as how does somebody who only wear black have a little white dog?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that sheds so bad. But no, I mean, I wouldn't get...
They all have something. They're either a drooler, a barker, a shedder, or whatever.
Yeah, pooper.
She's a mostly perfect dog.
Yeah.
Right.
She's so wonderful. Cute. So yeah, I don't really have anything interesting, but hopefully... there will be more to come. Yeah.
You guys are the first ones that I've ever met that when you guys have pumpkin decorating parties, they're rarely, if ever, are carved. And I am always intimidated by the carving part. I love that you guys paint them and add accessories, and you're so creative.
Oh, gosh,
And they're so funny, and you don't have to have sharp objects.
No, I think the kids that are...
they carved.
Nieces and nephew, they carved.
Cruz and Dev, they're carvers. Yeah. Everybody else was painters.
And that's what I like, too, because I'm very intimidated about carving.
Yeah.
And it just seems wasteful to me.
Sure, you're throwing away good pumpkin.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, we can keep them longer if we just paint them, and then after they get kind of get gooey, we can take out the innards and stuff.
Right.
But that's what I like about it too, I think.
Well, last year I carved, and I seen a thing on the internet where you take your diffuser.
Oh, okay.
Because it blows the smoke and makes different colors.
It's like an aromatherapy.
It looked really, really cool, but it molded real fast.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Too much
humidity.
Well,
and then I didn't read into it like I was supposed to. You're supposed to coat it with Vaseline.
Oh.
So I'd learned. But
who does that, Diddy?
Right.
Have it just lying around.
Right. I don't have a jar of Vaseline, you know.
Dude, he didn't get a very long prison sentence. No. I should make fun of him. I don't want him to come for me.
He could be out tomorrow because now he's saying people are threatening his life and he's had a couple attacks. So he's trying to get out.
Whatever.
And 50 Cent's like, no, let's just keep him in for as long as we can.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, that's our lives for right now. Would love to hear about your life. Post
and
it on Facebook. And P. Diddy. We'll be back with our game that Amanda Reed gave us. It's 1980s trivia.
Hey there, here, which is like totally for sure. It's the 80s trivia game from Amanda Reed.
Gag me.
With a spoon. Totally. So here's the rules, guys. I'm going to stop talking like this right away.
No, you have to.
First rule.
I'm Moon Unit Zappa.
Hey, bro. Where'd you get that jacket?
So silly. So, hey, Debbie.
Hey, Shelly.
This is a 1980s trivia game brought to us by Amanda Reed, our good friend, patron, top tier, and our Insta witch. She does our Instagram, and we sure appreciate it. So we're going to try to keep it simple. It's kind of Trivial Pursuit style, where each card has a different genre, like about 80s movies or sports or music. And so we're just going to, each witch, we're going to go around and we're going to ask a question of our choice. And then the other witches, whoever is answering, has to answer A with a noise that they keep consistent throughout the whole thing. And then if they get it wrong, then the other person has a chance to steal. Each point, whoever wins gets 1 point, and we're playing to 25. Any questions?
No.
No.
All right. Hit it. Do you want me to ask first?
Or sure.
You can start her out, yeah.
Okay. What poignant drama, released in 1981 and nominated for 5 Academy Awards, saw Henry Fonda join his daughter Jane?
Oh, shit.
That was a double honk honk. Okay. Next? I mean, yeah. What happens when you guys do it at the same time? Go for it.
On Golden Pond.
Nice.
Okay.
What is the pornographic version of that?
On Golden Blonde.
Okay. Do we call it a wash or you each get 1 point?
I think I get 2 and Daryl gets 1 because he goes on Golden.
Okay. Lisa gets 2.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Let's just call it a wash. Okay. You go, Daryl.
Okay. Hey, who loves pornos?
Okay. What is the right answer?
What 1987 Vietnam War film directed by Stanley Kubrick and featured Matthew Modine tells a story.
God damn it.
Oh, good. Who got it?
Platoon?
No.
Oh, no.
Do you know it?
I do.
Okay.
Full Metal Jacket.
Ghost.
Nice. My next guess was full, not that. Apocalypse Now.
What's the porn movie for that? Full Metal Jacket.
Well,
give me a point. No, just kidding.
We made a whole nother category.
We did. Okay. In what 1987 psycho thriller does character Alex Forrest unraveled by... Oh.
God.
Fatal Attraction.
Yes. Very good.
Yes. I live it every day.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
I'm going to cook your rabbit,
Yeah,
Dan.
That's what it says. You didn't even get to killing the family rabbit, kidnapping Dan Gallagher's daughter, and trying to stab Dan's... wife, Beth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never forget a name like Alex Forrest.
I did.
I won't be ignored, Dan.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1984, what group toured together for the last time on their 55 concert victory tour? Yes. Oh, Daryl.
Gross, Daryl.
Well,
the Jacksons.
Yes.
Yes.
Jackson 5.
It was just the Jacksons.
It was yeah. Okay.
The
you're correct.
Yay!
Are you giving yourself a point?
I am.
Okay. We still have the jacket, too.
The Jackson jacket?
The Jackson victory jacket.
Was the pornography tour.
The Jackson's off.
Carry on.
All right. I'll go. What band released their last 3 albums in the 1980s? Oh, God. Zenyatta, Mandata, Ghost in the Machine, and Synchrony.
The Police.
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the reason that Shelly's going to win is because
she scares the shit out of you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm like a harpy.
it's me. Hi.
It's you.
It's like I'm on the floor and I forgot it was my category. Okay. Along with Joe Piscopo, who is the only other member of the all-new cast for SNL 1980 season who was retained for the following season?
Peacock!
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Good guess.
Hold on, let me see.
You are black and I am white.
You're right.
That's what I was going to guess. Good job.
Yeah, good job, Daryl.
Thank you very much. I look at Eddie Murphy.
That's the porn version.
You're as blind as a bat and I have sight. Okay.
You are black and I am white.
White?
White.
That's the vampire version.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
I like to bite.
Starting with her debut album in 1985, what Nigerian-born and English-raised singer-songwriter helped define the smooth jazz sound with hits Smooth Operator?
Sade.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo! Chardonnay?
Yes.
Smooth Operator.
I'm not even paying attention. I'm reading my damn cards.
Well, that's your own fault, Arata.
Accountability, Daryl.
I'm a numb masturbator.
A numb masturbator.
Seems like it would take the joy out of it.
Is your hand numb or is the other part
It's
numb?
Your stranger neighbor lover.
All right, Daryl.
Like I put on a glove. I got to stop. Okay. After the New York Islanders won the first four Stanley Cups of the 1980s, what Wayne Gretzky team led...
You were a little faster.
I don't know if I'm right. L.A. Kings?
Nope.
No.
The Oilers.
Edmonton Oilers.
Thank you.
Was he on the Kings later?
He was.
Yes, he was.
Okay. Good job.
That was when he cried.
Uh-huh. He cried. When he started to become a pussy.
No.
Okay, let's see here.
I hear Lisa sing the P word in opera again.
Oh. Hmm. What is that word? I can't see. Sorry, I'm blind.
They're really tiny letters.
I'm as blind as a bat and
don't have sight.
Don't you know that she's black or white?
Dun, 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 dun. I'm not going to use that.
And you don't have to.
I'm not.
There's more cards,
too. There's so many more.
So many more cards.
What replacement for the family station wagon was launched in 19...
Peacock, peacock! The minivan.
Ooh.
Good job, Daryl.
Wow.
When you got, you know, as many kids as I do,
I own
a minivan, man.
Unfair advantage. Okay. What prolific songwriting duo, formed in Philadelphia in 1970, posted 5 number one hits during the 1980s, including Kiss on My List, Man
Eater. Oh.
Lisa.
Hall & Oates.
Yes, ma'am. Hauling Oates.
Well, you know, they're no longer friends.
But they're still on tour.
No, it's Daryl. John Oates. Daryl is not. No, wait. Which one was the blonde?
Daryl Hall.
Yeah, Daryl. Yeah, Daryl Hall's tour. John Oates. No, he has a restraining order against him.
Well,
lovers.
There you go. Okay.
Lovers who need lovers.
Play nice.
Okay. In 1986, what claymation musical group created the sensation with first commercial song?
Oh, God.
I was a grouse. The California Raisins?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
What song did they sing?
Heard It Through the Grapevine, Bob.
Exactly. No, that was a porno.
That wasn't an original, by the way.
I got it in the grapevine.
Daryl.
Yes, ma'am.
That was you.
I just did that one. Yes.
Yes. What inaugural event featuring Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, Jimmy Snuka, and Roddy Piper was introduced at Madison Square Garden on March 31st, 1985? My God! Daryl.
WrestleMania.
Good job. Wow. You are smart.
Don't you know that my mom?
Bear.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who married actor Sean Penn on her 27th? Who was first? I think it was Lisa.
That was close.
Was it the same?
Should I
want to say at the same time?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Madonna.
Okay. Good job.
Okay.
1985. Can I just do another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Written by John Hughes and directed by Harold Ramis, what
1980s?
Ghostbusters.
No.
Oh.
Daryl, you get full answerability.
Shit.
What 1983 movie first introduced viewers to the Griswolds?
Oh, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Well done.
Thank you, Lisa.
Well done. But when I hear Harold Ramis, I think of the Ghostbusters.
Me too.
Well. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Go ahead, Daryl Brown.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to go right with the night.
Okay.
Okay. What 1985 winner for Best Picture? Wait, no.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. What 1985 winner for Best Picture and adaptation of play by the same name stars F. Murray Abraham, as the acclaimed but jealous composer Antonio Salerni.
Well, on the dance?
Well, sure enough, cackles.
She just blew up.
She goes, oh! Wow. Come on, rock me in my pink Amadeus.
Oh my God. Okay.
Shelly, I looked over right at the right time.
She's on.
I'm really excited.
I can't wait to watch that on video.
It's juicy.
Asteroids, Defenders, Missile Command, Tempest.
Oh.
Atari.
Good one.
Am I right?
I can't see. No.
Okay, give me the whole thing.
I will.
Start from the beginning.
Asteroids, mm-hmm. Defender, Missile Command, Tempest, and Battle Zone are all names for what device whose U.S. popularity peaked in 1982?
Device? That would be the arcade system of arcade game?
Well,
are we going to the mall later?
You tell me. Coin-operated video games.
Okay.
That's fair enough. I'll give it to him.
All sure. Right. You're a nice lady.
I am.
Okay.
Are we going to the Nickelodeon later?
Oh, my God. It's your turn, nice lady.
Oh, thanks.
Uh-huh. Oh,
you had a 1-in-3 chance. Whose portrayal of Alex P. Keaton, a young conservative raised by Alrighty.
Michael J. Fox.
Yes, ma'am.
What if it had went on, but also played in... No, just kidding.
What if it would have?
What if?
It would still been the same.
Yep.
All right.
Hey. Okay. By what name is Kenneth Bruce Gorelick, better known as a jazz saxophonist who's 1986...
That is Kenny G.
Woo! Good job, Lisa.
Thank you. I almost lost it.
I know you did.
I did, but then I found it.
Well yeah. done. Well right. done.
This is for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For which one of us?
Both of you.
Okay.
What band's drummer returned to live performances in 1986 during the European Monsters of Rock tour, 18 months after losing?
God,
Def Leppard.
Drummer's name.
Oh, hold on a minute. Is that the answer or is that the question?
It's the name of the drummer.
Shit.
What drummer?
Hold on, Rick Allen.
Snarkies. Hey.
I'm Rick Allen.
Am I right?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to change my pants.
Oh, great. I have to
Rick
watch
Allen,
that.
Rick Allen, who is the drummer of Def Leppard.
Yes. Hello,
my name is Rick Allen, and I like ice cream.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. What office product did 3M originally market as Press and Peel bookmarks before being rebranded and sold throughout the U.S. starting in April of 1980?
Read the question.
Yeah.
You're
a What office product did 3M originally market as Press and Peel bookmarks before being rebranded and sold throughout the U.S. starting in April of 1980? Yes?
Post-it notes?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. When you know, that Romy and Michelle made
yes,
those.
Yes,
they
did.
The Post-it.
Mm-hmm. The Post-it.
Okay.
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 This is kind of going to go. What company released the NES video games console in 1987.
Oh, Nintendo?
We have Nintendo for the win.
Oh, phew, good job. What a relief.
Phew.
That was such a relief.
It was. My turn.
My turn.
My turn.
Talking about her turn.
What band with hits Keep on Loving You and Shelly?
REO Speedwagon.
God.
Good job.
Thank you.
You get it. That girl's fast on the... <laughs> <laughs> <laughs>
Okay. I'm trying to be more well-rounded over here. The 1982 film First Blood, starring Sylvester Stallone and Brian Dennehy, would come to be known as the first in what movie franchise? Yes.
Rambo.
Yes, ma'am.
Rambut.
That's the third version.
We should have that be the rule. You have to be. You get a point, yeah. Okay. Ooh.
What are our standings, Lisa?
Right now, Shelley has 7, Daryl has 5, and Lisa is in the lead with 9.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I need to focus a little bit.
Oh, his phone keeps going.
I know. It's even on silent. It makes a little.
Put it between your legs.
Oh.
Ooh. Then she'll be like.
That's the porn version.
No, then she'll be. Wah, wah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Models Christie Brinkley, Carol Alt, Cheryl Teagues, and Paula Polinska.
Paulina Poroskova.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Kathy Ireland all appeared on the cover of what magazine?
Oh, you were first.
Sports Illustrated?
Good job. I was going to say Vogue.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah. But I said Paulina Poroskova.
Yes, and they all look good in
swimsuits. Thank you. Yes, I was like, cool. I never learned the names. I just looked at the articles.
Well, yeah. I've only read it for the articles. In 1988, what 3-word tagline did Nike first start using?
Just do it. Oh, shit. Sorry.
That was for giving out.
Okay, Shelly, you get it. Although I would like to say, just for the record, Shelly said, use the same...
I've been breaking the rules.
Use the same sound at each one, and yet her sounds have not once been the same.
That is correct.
But that has made me laugh. Good. So that's all that matters. So that takes away the rule.
That's the point. Five.
Yeah.
What film parody, released in 1980, established the format for the Zucker Abraham Zucker School of Film with lines like, I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Oh, shit.
I'd say Lisa was just a little ahead of that.
She's got just a little bit out to the right. Yes.
Airplane.
Yes, ma'am.
I go, oh!
I thought they both got stabbed. Oh! All right, Daryl.
Boy.
Did you give yourself a point?
She sure did.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh, did I?
Okay.
God, these things are... Two? Can I have a couple more? Two here are just way too easy of stuff, and I know you guys because I know you guys. I know you guys. Okay. Mm. Okay, there we go. Mm. This one's going to be a stumper. In 1989, who caught a record 3 touchdown passes from Joe Montana to become the only 3rd wide receiver to ever receive this many touchdowns in a Super Bowl win?
Is that football?
The San Francisco 49ers.
That's the team.
That's what I said.
The wide receiver?
The wide receiver of the team. That.
Oh, the wide receiver, you say.
Yes. Oh, Catchy Tuckerson.
It was Mom's Hat. Fingers burned.
Mean Joe Green.
He was a defensive guy, and he just tossed a jersey. I'll take a point for the stump.
Okay,
fine.
It was Jerry Rice.
Oh, Jerry.
I knew that. Jerry. I'm like, what's Lisa here that she's going to be? Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to 15. How about that?
Fair enough.
First person to 15.
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Because we're all real good.
Hi, Penny. On February 28th, 1983, the 256th and final episode of what television series drew the
largest... Buck-a-buck!
Yes?
MASH.
Good job, Daryl.
That was really good. That was very famous. You had me at February 28th.
You know, this is about our 256th episode. I'm not even kidding. Yep. We're right around there. Do you think we're going to get canceled pretty soon?
Probably.
All right. Just wondering.
I think our sponsors are real happy. Everybody's buying furniture now.
True. And going to Illich's.
That's right.
Yeesh. Yeah. Shane Company. I got that one.
No way. Yes. We've hit the big time.
We have.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do with all that
Reeves.
Money? Okay. Jerry Rice.
Uh-huh.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. In 1983, and again in 1985, a shortage of what round-faced doll was blamed for... I think that was Daryl.
I did, too.
Yeah. What do you got?
Would that be the Cabbage Patch?
It sure would, mister.
Good job.
Do the dance?
Would.
Do the Cabbage Patch.
I don't know how to do that. How do you do that?
We're going to teach you on Patreon. You and Daryl are going to do the Cabbage Patch.
This is a good heated battle. It really is.
To the death.
It's super heated. Okay, it's your
turn, Daryl.
To the
quicksand death.
Oh, okay. Hold on here. I got excited.
Mm, yeah, you did.
Okay. In 1982, what professional sports league underwent a 57-day play strike, causing the loss of almost a half of the regular season games?
What year?
Yeah, that was 1982.
MLB? Baseball?
Sorry.
Keep going, Lise.
Okay. What year?
It was 1982.
Like we know. Yeah. Oh, 82, football. You say.
NFL.
There you go.
Do you remember that from when we were 11?
Yes, I was like, gosh, what's going on here?
There's no football on. And
what are we going to do on Sundays? Go to church, Mike?
We'll just watch Disney. Okay.
All right.
In 1984, what three words, first popularized by the actress Clara Peller in a fast food ad?
Yes. Oh. Where's the beef?
Good job.
Damn it, I was like, hey. And there you go, where's the beef? There didn't even have to be a porno name for the movie.
No, that was the porno name and the three words.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
In what Rob Reiner comedy from 1987 is the character Inigo Montoya involved in a lifelong... Lisa.
It is The Princess Bride.
Yes.
Oh.
And You Must Die.
Daryl's never seen that.
It's lovely.
It is. It's so cute.
You'll love it.
I know.
You'll love it. Hi, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go with this one.
Yeah.
What 1984 film star Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas centers around a romantic...
Romancing the Stone.
She's got it.
Romancing the Bone.
That's right. I mean, they write themselves.
Oh, poor jokes. I'm so red in the face. Okay.
Hi. I got Linus.
On April 25th, 1980, Rosie Ruiz had her win disqualified at what race after it was discovered that she had ridden the subway during the event?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Was that the long distance runner?
Yeah.
I'll say, just for fun, the New York Marathon.
You were so much closer. She's running like distance in the Olympics. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get on the subway. It was the Boston Marathon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. That is
the long distance runner.
Nobody saw it. She was in the field house and then she was gone. God. She must have been on the subway.
I remember that. That really? Was crazy. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
This is going to be a fight to the finish.
Okay.
If you both eat your spinach.
Uh-huh.
What band's album, 1984, produced the number Letha was
Van
listening.
Halen.
That's right. Produced the number one hit Jump and peaked at number two behind Michael Jackson's Thriller, but lost their lead singer to a solo career the following year.
Yep.
And that is correct.
Just really fast.
Yeah.
One more and I win.
Letha.
And I love dogs.
Doggy style.
Uh-oh. All right.
Oh. Okay.
That is not part of the program.
No.
Okay. Well, then we got to get a tough one. Okay. 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 Here we go. Here we go. In the televised presidential debate in October of 1988, to whom did Democrat candidate Lloyd Benson remark... Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
I'm going to take a stab here and say Robert Dole.
No Dole.
Bob Dole doesn't talk about Bob Dole in the third person.
Was it Gary Hart?
No, it was no Gary Hart.
Who was it?
Good
it
guess.
It was, and I can get a stumper point. It was Dan Quayle.
Oh, he was on the Monkey Business.
I actually remember that whole thing.
Yeah, yes. I do too. I remember seeing him. He goes, "You are no Jack Kennedy."
No, he wasn't.
No, it wasn't him.
He was just the dumb one.
He was Dan Quayle.
Yeah, he was dummy with a capital Q.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I know my last cards. Okay, they're all easy.
Right. What 1987 film follows the descent of the ambiguous Bud Fox, played by Charlie Sheen, as he falls under the influence of a high-flying investigator, Gordon Gekko.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Got it. Wall Street?
I guess I should look at the answer, huh? You are correct, ma'am.
Who? I was a turkey. I was being
that
seasonal.
Was
oh, that is seasonal.
That Thanks. Was great. Come here. Come on up. You're good. We're almost done, bubs.
Okay. In a 1982 interview, to what flamboyant boxing promoter did David Letterman post the... All right.
Who was it?
I think it was Lisa. What do you think?
You want to say it together?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
Don King.
Okay.
Okay, Daryl gets another it. One. No, he gets it right because I really didn't know.
Okay.
I was going to say the guy with the crazy hair, so I'm giving him the point.
Okay.
I see. Okay.
All right, me with the crazy point.
I was going to wait till he said and go, Sean King, like that with him, but I couldn't do it.
You're a cheater.
I am.
Okay, what new wave band from Birmingham, England became MTV's darlings with...
Duran Duran. I win it with Duran Duran. You know why?
Because you ran.
Wasn't so far away.
Oh, no. Duran Duran was from a movie, but it wasn't a porno.
It was
Barbarella.
Barbarella.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, but they was really Duran Duran, like that. Like
well, Duran, damn, look Duran. At that. Shelly, you edged out me by one.
Yep.
And she got us by...
Shelly had 11, Daryl had 10, and I had 15.
That was a good round.
If you think I cheated, go back and listen. That's not the truth. I didn't cheat, except for when I went, dang.
Well, there's a lot more questions, so we can make a sequel.
Yeah, go to the hard one.
Or we can have a game. I have I still have the hiccups, and I'm still, okay. And we can have a game night with our patrons, which would be lots and lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. It sure would.
I can kick the ass. Just so, like it did yo's.
This is a humble winner.
I am so
Yes, she is. You remember that Rose is on my team, so.
Gracious.
Oh. Eat a dick.
The bad witch just told us to eat a dick.
Yep.
Okay. It tastes like parachute pants.
Just eat it.
That's yo man.
Gross.
Okay, we're going to break. We're going to break. Yeah, we'll be back.
Wow.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Oof, okay.
Oof.
We are back with the wow. Wowzity wow wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, it's happening right now, that wow. And let's see, Lisa went first the last time.
Yeah.
Let's let Shells let it out.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Wow.
My well of wisdom this week is Dumb Criminals. I have a couple short ones, but I thought they were both kind of
dumb criminals.
Yes, the criminals
they
were
like
below
to be
5 feet.
They're infantile people.
They're little guys. Mitchell Deslatte walked into a Baton Rouge, Louisiana hotel and asked the clerk for a room. The clerk wasn't a clerk. He was a state trooper. The hotel wasn't actually a hotel. It was a state trooper station. That's when Deslatte was arrested and charged with driving while intoxicated. So could you imagine? I need a room. It's just like, dude.
How'd you get here? I drove.
My car's in the living room. Just I want to take a shower. What's your problem? Here's
so
my credit card.
So tired.
I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I thought. This one is titled, Next Time, Steal a Milky Way. When Stephen Crane broke into the Ravelli Republic newsroom in Montana, he used the computers to watch porn and check Facebook. Then Crane doused the office with a fire extinguisher, took some candy, and left. As one does.
As one does.
It wasn't difficult to find him, however. The police just followed the trail of stolen M&Ms that led to his sister's place across the way.
Were they M&Ms or were they Reese's Pieces? And was he really E.T.?
I thought maybe it was the dust from the you know.
Oh, the fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher, yeah.
Either way, just don't be a dick, guys. Come on.
Yeah, come on, man.
You can watch porn and Facebook in the comfort of your own home.
Right.
Sure, this guy, which one does?
Exactly.
And enjoy a Twizzler.
Yeah.
Exactly. While you're twizzling.
Marathon bar, remember that?
Come on, so silly.
Yeah, less clues.
Oh,
those
goodness.
Are my dumb criminals for the week.
I liked them, and they were very short.
Yeah.
Yes,
thanks.
Mine is a personal problem we have going on at my house right now.
And what is your?
Mine is animals.
Okay.
Yes, mine's animals, and we have a very promiscuous peeping Tom of a squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Uh oh.
Yes, I was making coffee the other morning. And I look out my kitchen window, and here's this dude, you know, on a tree limb, you know, looking in like, hey, what's going on, guy? Mm-hmm. You're in your chones. What's happening? You know? And so I'm like, I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
I was going to put it on the reunion page and say, we have a peeping Tom in reunion, but I was like, not a lot of people have our sixth sense of humor. But so said, one little squirrel, mm-hmm. when we bought some pumpkins, and they just happen to have some fruit flies. So I said, I'm just going to set these on the back stoop, you know, let them kind of air out and stuff. So when we went to go do the pumpkins, dude hit starting to eat mine.
Same squirrel. Yeah.
That squirrel's a dickhead.
He is. He's not like Daryl the squawl. He's
no.
A squirrel. So yeah, he eats my pumpkins. Oh, you know what? I had to change my whole idea. I'm a carvin.
Mm-hmm. It looks good though with the googly
eyes. So I had to put eyes on mine. But so we have pictures of. I have a picture of him peeking in at me.
Yeah.
When I'm you know in my kitchen making my coffee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
he was staking the place.
Yeah, he was like, oh shit, there's somebody here. I can't eat on anything right now.
He was trying to find out our code.
Well,
to our
I guess. He was like, okay, I see what times. Okay, he gets coffee at this time of the day and then goes up. Yeah, so.
Casing the joint.
Got it.
So yeah, it was the case of this. So I named him, I gave the squirrel a name. I called him Peter Pieber Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that's my animal story.
Well, there you
go. Simple.
Okay, mine, I'm going to go, because I don't always do this, I'm going to go kind of with what our theme was. Mine is music, and we're going to talk about a little 80s music.
Oh, nice.
The 1980s were a diverse decade for music featuring genres like new wave, synth pop, glam metal, hip-hop, and alternative rock. The decade also saw continuous popularities of pop rock, including hard rock and soft rock, R&B, alongside of the rise of new electronic-based styles and dance music. Let me give you a little synopsis of the ones that we are going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Synth pop, which I didn't know what that was, pardon me, is a major genre that emerged from the 70s, focusing on synthesizers and electric instruments. New wave, often a mix of rock and electronic music with a distinctive style and became a mainstream genre. Dance pop, a subgenre of pop music heavily influenced by disco. It was a major part of the 1980s. House music originated in Chicago, house becoming a prominent form of electronic dance music in the latter half of the decade. Glam metal hair bands characterized by a flamboyant style, heavy guitar riffs, and massive commercial presence. It became one of the biggest genres globally by the late 80s. And then there was hip-hop, exploded in the mainstream genre in the 1980s, with artists pioneering its various styles and gaining widespread success. Some of the bands in these genres are, and tell me if you think that these were where Google had it right or wrong, New Wave, some of the highest ones were Duran Duran, A-ha, Depeche Mode, The Cars, The Police, and The Cure.
Yeah.
Okay. Synth Pop was New Order, Human League, The Pep Shop Boys, Erasure, and OMD.
Mm-hmm.
Glam Metal, Motley Crue, Poison, Rat, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, Skid Row, and Slaughter.
Yeah.
From what Daryl said, Rat shouldn't be anywhere near glam. Mm.
Really?
He's looking kind of rough.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Hip hop. Run DMC, Public Enemy, The Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, and Salt and Peppa.
Mm-hmm.
Alternative rock. We had Sonic Youth, The Smiths, The Violent Femmes, R.E.M., and Jane's Addiction.
What would you say The Cure was?
They said The Cure was New Wave.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's, I would say that. I kind of disagree with The Cars and The Police being New Wave.
Me too. I would have put them as pop or rock. Yeah.
Their earlier stuff was more New Wave-ish. Yeah.
Okay.
They probably just got stuck in that genre. Because even Duran Duran, you think about, you know, they kind of went from being kind of New Wave-ish to being more like pop-ish. Pop. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Sam, we can cross lines.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get it. That's how you do it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's how you become great. Look at Taylor Swift.
Yep. She's a crossover.
Yeah.
I figured out, yeah.
What did you figure out? Yeah.
Yeah.
You forgot what you were going to say? Won't even go with the show.
All right. Thank you guys again for another exciting, fun 80s version of Good Witch, Bad Witch. We are going to now go upstairs, and Daryl is going to teach Shelly how to cabbage patch. That will be on our Patreon.
Oh, I don't know how to do it.
We're
just kidding.
We're going to put out a video on YouTube and make Daryl and Shelly do the cabbage patch.
All right.
There you go. Yes.
Sure.
So
until then.
Yes.
Stay witchy, my friend.
Stay bitchy.
Whoa.
Because this is bitchy. Bitchy time. Bitchy for the life and better.
Bitchy.
Itchy. Bitchy.
Scratchy.
Witchy. Witchy. It's not lover.